In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I really struggled this week with what to say this Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday here at the church is absolutely gorgeous. The red just looks great. We've got the green of the palms. We're all waving our little palms, some of us using them as weapons. Or maybe that was just me as a kid. Anyway, but there's something nauseating about the lessons that we read this day. There's something wrong about what it is that we're reading and experiencing. Because we start out with Jesus in triumph coming into Jerusalem, and we have all of these people shouting for him. Citing Psalm 122, if I'm not mistaken. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. They expect a king. They're expecting power. They're expecting triumph. They're expecting it because this is all in the time frame of the Passover festival. And they're reading about the great deeds of power God has done in the past. They are fully expecting a new exodus. They are expecting plagues of locusts, and they're expecting deeds of power to come forth from heaven. And they're expecting that their land, which had been ruled by the Romans for 80 years at that point, would be freed from oppression. They would stay still this time while the oppressor fled the land. This is what they were expecting. This is what they wanted. This is what they thought they had. But as it turns out, Jesus wasn't promising them a kingdom of this world. He wasn't promising these people peace and land and freedom here and now. But a kingdom that can't be bought, a kingdom that can't be conquered, a place that is far removed from the troubles that we face in the world. They want this. They expect it. They think that their prayers are going to be answered in a certain way. And by the end of the week, their prayers have not been answered as they expected. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, becomes crucify him. He hasn't served our purpose. He wasn't what we thought. He wasn't what I think I need right now. How many times have we ourselves thought that God wasn't who we needed at that moment? That we thought that we needed something physical, present with us right now. We don't need hope. No, we need action. How many times have we been mad at each other, our fellow human beings, because they don't measure up to what it is that we thought they were going to do or be or provide? How many times has it been that when the going got tough, the tough stayed behind? How many times have we been abandoned? How many times have we felt lonely in the presence of God? How many times have we done this to others? My brothers and sisters, human nature, we are fickle people. We have a mindset and we say, we know what's going to happen. This is going to be the expected outcome. This is what I want. And then it doesn't happen and we're mad. Sometimes whenever we ask God certain things, he doesn't respond in the way that we would typically think. And we think that God has ignored us completely. How many times has it been that we have let each other down? Only to find out that, in fact, our own prayers have been answered in a way more beautiful than we could ever hope or expect. I would like to think that if we were in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, we would still be singing, "Blessed is he who comes at the name of the Lord on Good Friday." But I am terrified to think that I might be one of the people done with this guy named Jesus. Sure, he can heal the lame. Sure, he can heal the sick and raise the dead. Yes, he can walk on water. Yes, he can turn water into wine, but he can't provide to me what I want right now. How many times have I felt sick to my stomach this week thinking, where would I be in that crowd? My brothers and sisters, where would you be in that crowd? Human nature is one of those odd things. As I said, it's fickle. But if we're going to be resurrection people, people who have heard the story 3 days from Good Friday, know the outcome, realize now that what God is promising us is not something physical and tangible here right now, that it is in fact something that is beautiful and beyond compare, can we still sing Hosanna? Can we still be resurrection people whenever we're staring Good Friday in the face? Or are we those people that will just abandon it all at the drop of a hat and looking for the next new shiny object that comes our way to gain our attention in the hopes that maybe it can provide some fleeting semblance of what we want right now? My brothers and sisters, we have to be the people looking forward, the people looking and knowing that yes, Good Friday exists for us in many different ways, but there is still hope past that. We have to be the people that recognize that each of us is responsive to the needs of others, that we have to be people willing to trust, to love unconditionally. Palm Sunday teaches us that although we as humans may abandon each other, we as humans can fail each other, God does not. God's promises do not lose us, do not fail us, do not abandon us. This Holy Week shows the dregs of human nature. But what comes a week from today, my brothers and sisters, always shows us how much God loves us anyway. How much God desperately, desperately clings to us, even whenever we have abandoned everything that He has given and taught us. We have the opportunity to come back to God over and over again. And this Holy Week, I want you, my brothers and sisters, to pay special attention to your relationships, to your hopes, to your wants, to your dreams, and most importantly, to rest gently, even though tears may stream from your faces, to rest in that hope of Hosanna. Amen.